Mayor Bloomberg was blunt last month when he put out his 436-page report on how to rebuild New York City after Sandy. He said it'll be up to the next mayor to put the plan into action. Resiliency has been a low-profile issue in the mayor's race so far, but WNYC's Matthew Sherman has been looking at what the candidates have been saying about it, and he joins us now. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Sirius.
So the mayor's special initiative for rebuilding and recovery, as it's called, came up with 250 recommendations, ranging from erecting portable seawalls around Manhattan to building levees along the coast of Staten Island. Are the candidates embracing those ideas, or are they coming up with their own plans?
The candidates generally say they like a lot of what's in that report, and that's significant in and of itself, especially among the Democrats. Public advocate Bill de Blasio, for example, has criticized the mayor sharply for the response to the storm, saying it was too slow and lacked coordination with community organizations. But at a forum I moderated last week at the Shorefront Y in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn, de Blasio had real praise for the mayor's resiliency report.
I have some real differences with the way he handles issues of fairness towards the outer boroughs. I think there's a host of critiques, but I think when it comes to the broad strokes of his recovery plan, there's a lot I do see that I agree with. I think we are a coastal city and should continue to be a coastal city.
That tape, by the way, is courtesy of nytrue.com, an online news site. I hear a similar theme from some other candidates, and it may tell us more about the voters than the candidates, that there's a lot of dissatisfaction about relief and recovery from Sandy, but people haven't thought enough about long-term protections to really stake out different positions on, for example, whether it's better to build salt marshes or seawalls at a particular point along the coast.
Now, does that hold for City Council Speaker Christine Quinn? And she gave a speech late last year on the importance of rebuilding. Has she staked out a position different from the other candidates?
She's probably said and done the most about Sandy. In the speech you're talking about just 2 weeks after the storm, she said that a storm surge barrier stretching across New York Harbor, concrete walls with gates that would let ships pass back and forth in good weather, should at least be studied by the Army Corps of Engineers. And she's continued to talk about both man-made and natural barriers, but hasn't been specific. She has also in the past few months advanced some proposals about how to respond to emergencies better, things like keeping track of special needs evacuations the next storm, as well as some smaller bore ideas intended to create resiliency. A couple of weeks ago, she released with the mayor recommendations for how to revise the city's building code so that new buildings could withstand flooding better.
Now, what about those storm surge barriers? Are they still a viable option? Are other candidates talking about them at all?
They will cost a lot and will take a long time to build and could get tied up in litigation. Those are some of the reasons why Mayor Bloomberg, for example, has opposed them. At the forum last week, City Comptroller John Liu, also a Democrat, did give a shout out in favor of them, though.
I would submit that the question is no longer could we afford these kinds of systems, but given the tens of billions of dollars of damage that we have sustained in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy, the question is now, can we afford not to have these kinds of protective barrier systems?
And that line got a lot of applause, which suggests that there's a constituency out there that sees these giant hurricane barriers across New York Harbor as the ultimate solution to climate change. Remember, that forum was down in Brighton Beach, near where thousands of homes and businesses were damaged and several people drowned.
Right. What about former Congressman Anthony Weiner? Unlike the other candidates you mentioned, he wasn't in government when the storm hit, so he doesn't really have a bully pulpit to preach from. Has he tackled the issue very much?
Well, in the policy handbook he put out just before he announced he was in the race, Weiner mentioned Sandy twice. Once to say that federal money should be used to help subsidize flood insurance premiums in areas where those are going up, and again to say that the area's beaches should be re-nourished to protect upland areas. And then 3 weeks ago in Elmhurst, Queens, he did speak at a forum that was sponsored by a coalition that wants the city's unemployed people to be hired on Sandy recovery projects. And Weiner promised to do just that. But in terms of a plan for long-term protections, we probably know the least about what Weiner wants to do compared to the other major Democratic candidates. Bill Thompson has outlined a few plans so far that I should mention, such as elevating electrical substations and making sure there are enough generators. Some of his ideas are things the Bloomberg administration has said are important, though Thompson says he'd create a position of deputy mayor for infrastructure and construction, which is not something that appears in what the mayor's put out so far.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman on how mayoral candidates are planning or not planning for the next hurricane and other natural disasters. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Sagarius.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.